A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Relax, be patient, and enjoy yourself. Learning English should be fun.
No pain, no gain.
Practice makes perfect. 英语PK牌，大家学起来。
You are now listening to the most entertaining online English study show going to go. Live on AM774.com. Learn English free, fun, and fast. Ladies and gentlemen, join our workshop.
最生动的在线英语学习，最酷最地道的英语表达，最强的外教团队，带给你每日新鲜的轻松英语课堂。英语PK台 Going for Gold every day 2 p.m. live on AM774.com.
Live now, your showtime.
PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的看书有道阅读美文，我们欢迎出嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
这是国庆前的最后一周的这个直播课堂了、大家是不是都已经望穿秋水盼国庆了呢？今天我们和大家一起呢继续来分享一篇好的哲理的双语美文，而且今天这篇文章呢比以前的文段都要短一些，是不是？
Yes, it is a bit shorter than the previous articles, but first of all, it does have a lot in common with the previous articles.Because, like, as we discussed, like, a lot, we discussed how to build a career, how to kind of structure your life, how to never give up in looking for a job, etc. Actually, this article is about that too, but in a very different way.
是的，今天的文章呢和以前呢有相似之处啊，都是要跟大家一起啊通过一些言简意赅的小文章呢看一些生活的大道理。而今天这篇文章呢真的是从文段上来讲比以往的文章都要短，而且呢比以往的文章都要简单，所以大家听完今天的文章以后一定会非常的有成就感。基本上呢我觉得你晨读的时候或者是晚读的时候都不给的都可以把它拿出来朗读朗读，学习学习，然后体会体会其中的意思啊。这个名字呢叫做 Making Sandcastles.
Yeah, Making Sandcastles. I don't know, I mean in Beijing you don't really have a sea, but I don't know, maybe you have seen a sea sometimes and you see children playing on the beach and then they are making a castle out of sand.
对了，先说这个 sand castles， 它就是指那个沙滩城堡，尤其是在海边去玩过的朋友会知道了，小朋友特别喜欢玩那个沙子 sand， 用那个沙子呢来堆砌各种各样的形状。不知道大家小时候有没有玩过这个 sand castles？ 通常我们喜欢把它修筑成一种城堡的形象，一个宫殿 palace 的形象，很酷，很炫酷，是不是
？Yeah, and it's very difficult. You have to be very careful that you don't put sand on the wrong places, etc. And although this sounds like a children's story, what we're going to read, if you think carefully about what we're going to say.Then I'm sure you can find the morality in it.
哎，虽然说呢，看上去是一个讲孩子修筑沙堡的一个故事，但是其实呢，它还有一层类比和比喻在里面。故事说呀，一个男孩在沙滩上忙碌着，挖着护城河，砌着城墙，一个沙堡的王国建成了。同时，在故事的第二部分呢，他会有一个成年人在 office 办公室里面忙碌着制定计划、预测未来、赚取利润，来建筑他的一个成就的王国。两个 castles, 两个 kingdoms.
Yeah, they both make a castle, actually. They both do their best to make a castle. But her attitude towards that castle is very, very different.
两个人呢都在做着相同的事情，小孩和成年人，两座城堡，两个建筑师，他们都是把细小的沙石变成宏伟的建筑，他们非常的 diligent, 非常 determined, 勤奋又有决心，而对他们而言，建造 building 就是一种巨大的 accomplishment 成就感，但是他们对待这个沙堡或者是王国的态度是不一样的。
Yes, and the morality of the story is actually never forget the child in yourself. Never forget to look upon things, upon serious things like your career, like just serious issues in life, from the perspective of a child.And if you do that, then you'll see that you can kind of discover like what really matters.
对了，最后一句话就给老师说了，要 discover what really matters、嗯、要发现到底什么是真正重要的啊。建造的时候都一样，但是风浪来的时候呢，小男孩呢却是非常高兴的跳起来鼓掌，不悲伤也不恐惧也没有遗憾。当这个风浪破坏他的城堡的时候，把他的杰作吞没的时候，这个小男孩呢却笑了，收拾好他的工具呢，拉着父亲的手就回家了。而在这个城市里呢，岁月的巨浪摧毁了城市的王国的时候，这个 adult 却吓坏了 scared、
嗯、
然后呢站立着咆哮着，试图阻止巨浪呢摧毁他一生的心血。这就是对待自己所建造的东西态度不一样、角度不一样的问题了。
Yeah, there's actually a Dutch saying as well that kind of is at a good place here. It's saying like I forgot who said it, but it's like a person in his entire life from outer space looking from outer space, and a man in his entire life only moves one granule of sand, only one piece of sand.And he worries about it as well.
Yo, 这句话什么意思？
Well, in your entire life, life is short. You don't do really things that really, really are terrible or making a real difference to the whole world. Only a few people can do that. But usually people worry about very small things if you look upon it from a distance.
就是说这个一个人的一生实际上只能做很小的事情是吗？
Yeah, like in the bigger part of the world, only a few people like presidents or
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, for example, they have really an impact on humanity. But yeah, I wouldn't even want that, to be honest. So.
大多数人的一生都是在做一些微小的事情，比如说搬动伊丽莎啊。在另外一个时空看来，可能也只是搬动伊丽莎的一些事情，小小的事情，为了生存而忙碌啊，或者是为了自己的事业而忙碌啊，为了一些所谓的成就感而忙碌啊，是不是？在另外一种空间上和另外一种角度上看来，都在做一些很小的事情，微不足道的事情、
yeah.
忙忙碌碌的把自己生活好啊，家人啊这些照顾好，什么亲人啊朋友啊都安顿好等等这些。Julian 老师刚才跟我说，他说他自己是一个不愿长大的人。
Yeah, when I was 17, I really liked that age, and I was really thinking to myself, oh, I will be 18 someday.And older. And then I thought, nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. I will remain 17 forever. I don't wanna grow up.
你在17岁的时候，迎接18岁生日到来时，就已经有了一种生命的危机感了。
嗯哼，
觉得自己好像要变老了，变到18岁了就是老了哈。
Yeah, like, I'm not afraid to look older. Not at all. Like, I sometimes even try my best to look older. But, yeah...I don't want to be like an adult who doesn't do things anymore that she likes because she's an adult. And that's what many people do, actually, in the Netherlands, that is. Like, I like dancing a lot, and I like kind of costume parties, that kind of stuff. But mostly women, when they're like over 30, they think, oh, yeah, that's nice.But I'm too old for that. Oh my god, that's I will never ever say that to myself.
为什么说到这个呢？因为他告诉我，他说他对这篇文章呢特别有同感啊，特别有感觉，因为他觉得他17岁的时候告诉自己说我不要长大。
嗯，
我不要长大，因为长大了以后呢，就会这个社会就会要求你做很多成年人该做的事情。
Yeah.
有很多的责任要去承担。
Yeah, there are a lot of responsibilities as well. When you grow up, you have to have everything, you know, like as a woman, you have to have a career, but also a whole family, like 4 kids, a husband and a house, etc. And that all sounds a bit scary still for me. So, yeah, I'm not saying I'm a role model at all. No, not at all. But it's just not my thing, I think.
虽然是这样，但是他作为一个年轻人，他还是很有自己对生命的选择权啊。
Mm-hmm.
你还是愿意选择继续当一个心态年轻的人，
yeah.
不想长大的人。
Yeah. maybe I can also blame my parents because they always taught me, like, never forget the child in yourself. Always cherish that you're young.And I really am grateful for that.
所以你的父母在你小时候已经告诉过你一句话，就是说你要 cherish.
Yeah, cherish the child in you.
Cherish the child in you.、
Mm-hmm.
要珍惜或者是要珍视你内心的孩童。
Mm-hmm.
好，是这个意思。
Yeah.
所以他说，我也不介意说我表面上变老，但是呢，我希望我的心态永远不要老。像一个孩子一样的去思考问题、
嗯
哎、今天这篇文章就说了一个孩子的视角和一个成年人的视角是多么的不一样、
yeah.
Making sandcastles 我们和大家呢一起来看一看今天的这篇文章在这篇句首、哎、这个作者呢说了这样的一句话
Life is not a dress rehearsal And today is the only guarantee you get
先来看看这句话到底是什么意思 Life is not a dress rehearsaldress 衣服 rehearsal 彩排
yeah it's、usually in theaters、before they actually perform the theater play the actors、have a dress rehearsal that means they、perform the whole play entirely as if it's the real final play but they yeah they kind of practice like what to wear and like if everything is according to what it should be
别看文段不长其中的单词还是有不少的所以今天呢真的是一个单词集中学习器 Dress rehearsal 理解为彩排、
mm-hmm.
那所有的表演前之前呢是不是演员都要穿着衣服去走一遍台啊、
yeah.
或者走几遍呢这个就叫做彩排 In English Dress rehearsal 生命呢它不是有彩排的、
yeah.
那 Today is the only guarantee you get 而今天呢是唯一的一个你能够得到的 guarantee
Yeah, a guarantee is a promise that something will be done or will happen Especially、it's often written by a company where you buy something They guarantee you that you can bring it back、and they will fix it But a guarantee is also, yeah, just a real promise Something that you're sure of
一个保证、mm-hmm. A guarantee 就是一种保证、
yeah.
那生命呢是不会有彩排的没有预演的那今天就是你能够得到的唯一的保证就是说你能够把握的只有现在
Yeah, it's actually live in the moment Like, don't work today with the idea of that you're doing it for later Like, work today for today
那为什么作者要说这样一句话呢在这里、
Well, because kids usually have that thinking Kids don't have that responsibility feeling that adults have, so they really experience the moment like more entirely than adults do. I mean, adults constantly worry about the future or about what's going to happen the next hour, but children don't have that feeling yet because they're not developed in that way yet.
这就是我们羡慕孩子的地方啊。我们说孩子是天真无邪的、mm-hmm. 孩子对于未来他是没有什么概念的。
No.
他唯一能够享受的开心的哎就是此时此刻当下这个时候我要是开心了我在玩什么玩具我在堆砌什么城堡、yeah. 是吧我此时此刻呢我是百分百的是一个 guarantee.、
Mm-hmm.
所以这一开始呢实际上描述的是一种孩子一样的心态了。
Yeah.
好我们来看正文部分第一段。
A little boy is on his knees,Scooping and packing the sand with plastic shovels into a bright blue bucket. Then he opens the bucket on the surface and lifts it. And, to the delight of the little architect, a castle tower is created.
第一段话呢，这个海边建沙堡的一个情形啊，描绘的是栩栩如生。这个里面有很多很好的动词，很好的我们都不知道怎么说的动词，可以来学习一下。A little boy is on his knees, scooping and packing the sand with plastic shovels into a bright blue bucket. 主人公一个小男孩 on one's knees 的意思就是跪在地上。
Yeah, he sits on his knees. He sits, just like kids get dirty always, like they just sit on the floor with their knees.
就是跪在地上叫 on one's knees, 记下来。那 scoop 这个单词是什么意思呢
Well, if you scoop something, you、use something shaped like a spoon or, like a scoop to move something out of something.
就是咱们说的呀，用一个铲子去挖什么东西。
Yeah.
挖、scoop and pack. Pack 就是堆。
Yeah.
一层一层的给它堆起来。好 ,pack 就是堆满。先是挖然后就堆挖和堆显然就是在这个海滩边玩沙子了。Packing the sand with, 用什么东西呢 ？Plastic shovels.
Yeah, a shovel is a tool that you use to dig a hole. Like, I'm sure maybe you have one at home to work in the garden or something. But it's usually big, but children, they have these small plastic ones to play with.
Shovel 就是一个铲子。
Mm-hmm.
大家一定要注意哈，哪些新单词你不认识的，一定要留心听它的意思和它的发音。这就是你顺便在记单词了。Scooping, packing the sand with plastic shovels. 用塑料的铲子呢，在那儿不停地铲啊，挖呀，这些沙。Into a bright blue bucket. 把这些沙挖到哪儿去呢？挖到一个 bright, 非常明亮的、鲜亮的 blue bucket. 蓝色的 bucket 就是桶。
Yeah, it's a toy that a lot of kids play on the beach. They are usually colored like super bright orange or bright blue. And yeah, these are just children's toys.
这些都是儿童的玩具了。
Mm-hmm.
相信大家小时候，不见得有这个幸福玩过的哈。Then he
opens.
这个 opens.
Yeah, this is a pretty old English word, and it means that you lift something up from the ground.And that you carefully move it above the ground, but yeah, don't drop it. It's like you do it carefully and you lift it up from the ground, but you keep it above the ground.
什么意思呢？就是upends.
Yeah.
你把什么东西呢提起来，
yeah.
然后把它什么呢？把它颠倒过来。
Yeah, it's to push or move something so that the part that usually touches the ground is not touching the ground anymore.
Push or move something, 把什么东西移开了 so that the part usually touches the ground. 所以通常呢，这个触底的那一部分呢，就不再是触着底了。
Yeah, and then you think Chinese is difficult. This is a difficult word.
哎，其实就是把这个桶底儿朝上啊，给它扣在地上，叫 upend the buckets. 桶底儿朝上，啪一下，给它。还 upends the bucket on the surface.
Yeah.
都是 surface 就是表面嘛。表面朝下给它啪一下子扣下去。然后呢 lift it.
Yeah.
再把桶一下子给。
Yeah, imagine, he has this bucket with sand. And he packed the sand into the bucket. And then he kind of lifts the bucket above the surface. And then he finds the place where he wants to build another tower. And then all the sand comes out.In the shape of that bucket. That's what he's doing.
对了，然后再把桶呢给它举起来哈，拉开，这不是就成型了吗？是不是？好，接下来 ，and to the delight of the little architect. 这里有个非常好的短语叫 to the delight of someone.
Yeah, to the delight of something is someone is that something happens that gives that someone a pleasurable feeling, a feeling of joy.
就是给某人以一种 delight 愉悦的感觉。
Yeah, to the delight.
那这里怎么理解呢？就是说让他特别开心的事情是。
Yeah,
to one's delight, 让某人特别特别开心的事情是，请学会这个短语，以后都能用，特别好。To the delight of the little architect. Architect 就是咱们的专业术语，叫建筑师。
Yeah, it's someone who designs and eventually sometimes makes buildings.
哎，我已经看到我们的 chat room 聊天群当中，大家发了一些 sand castle 的图片。
Yeah,
完全就是一个 bucket 的形状，是不是
？Yeah,
这就是 upends the bucket on the surface. 这桶呢，面朝下把它扣下去，然后再把桶举起来 ，lift it.And 令小朋友非常开心的是，哎呀，一个沙堡就建立起来了。A castle tower is created, 被建立起来了。
Yeah.
好，情景是非常栩栩如生。第二段。
All afternoon, he will work, spooning out the moat, packing the walls. Bottle tops will be sentries. Popsicle sticks will be bridges. A sand castle will be built.
好了，整个下午呢 ，all afternoon he will work， 他都在那忙忙碌碌着。
Mm-hmm.
这小朋友一旦做一件他自己喜欢的事儿啊，哎呀，那可是没日没夜的忘记了时间。
Yeah, he's like totally going into his job. He won't leave before he finishes the castle.
哎呦，我记得我小时候也是，放了学都不回家，在路边玩沙子，玩得可高兴了。
Mm-hmm.
哎呀，这沙子真是好玩。这里有个单词叫 spooning out the moat。
Spooning, well, we all know spoon, I think. Well, if you spoon something out, then you kind of scoop or spoon something away from something.
Spoon 呢是勺子，这单词我们认识。它在做动词的时候呢，不就是用勺子来舀？
Yeah, you can say I spooned the soup.
那这个 spoon out 呢，就是用勺子给。
Yeah, to get something out of the way.
对，用勺子不停地舀啊舀啊哈，给它挖呀挖呀舀，舀出了一个 moat.
A moat is like in the past, there were many castles, mainly in Europe. And around those castles, there was a big hole, but then surrounding the whole castle. So that if the enemy would come, they would fall in the hole first.And that is called a moat. It's like a trench.
就是护城河，这是一个专业的，不是专有的名词，叫做护城河 moat. 所以现在我们就知道了 ，spooning out the moat 就是挖出一条护城河的意思。
Yeah.
好，就挖吧，挖河，然后还挖什么呀
？Packing the walls.
哦 ，packing 刚才说了堆砌，然后就堆砌城墙了呗。
嗯、
啊，不仅有河，那还得有墙嘛，因为你是一个城堡。接下来呢，要 bottle tops 瓶盖。
Yeah, it's like some mainly beer bottles. They have sometimes iron tops, iron caps, and that is a bottle top.
Bottle top 瓶盖来当什么呢？来当 sentries.
Sentries are soldiers, are military men.
其实它的原型是 sentry,、
mm-hmm.
sentry 哨兵。大家看，是不是新单词挺多的？瓶盖呢就来当哨兵，这个非常有创意啊。然后呢
，popsicle，
what is popsicle？
A popsicle is an ice cream made of fruit. It's like frozen fruit juice. It tastes like that.
就是相当于一个冰棒。
Yeah,
a sweet piece of ice with a fruit flavor on a small stick.
Yeah,
冰棍儿，冰棒呢，冰棍棒。叫 popsicle sticks.
Yeah, it's usually like those. That ice cream is usually placed on a stick, and then you can lick it. So yeah, popsicle sticks are usually found on a beach.
就是
so, yeah.
冰棍的棍儿、mm-hmm. 来当 bridges， 来当桥。然后呢 ，a sandcastle will be built. 这样一来呢，一个沙堡就建成了。
Yeah.
接下来，场景转换了。
Big city, busy streets.Rumbling traffic，
像在看电影一样哈，突然间这个场景就转换了，转换到一个繁忙的大都市 ，big city， busy street， 哎呀，那个车水马龙啊 ，rumbling traffic， 来，我们来学个新单词，形容交通。
Rumbling is making a constant low sound, like when thunder. Last night there was a thunderstorm. I don't know if you heard it, but also the thunder was rumbling. Traffic can rumble too.
Rumble, 听这个声音吧，它就是那种隆隆的啊，隆隆作响的声音，就是大城市啊那种。哎呀，你在高层上听到那个城市的车水马龙，这么呜呜呜，来来去去的隆隆的声音，形容这个城市繁忙、繁华、busy。所以三个短语就把一个城市、大城市的车水马龙给形容出来了 ：a big city, busy street, rumbling traffic。谁出现了呢？好，我们的第二个主人公
，A man is in his office.At his desk, he shuffles papers into stacks and delegates assignments. He cradles the phone on his shoulder and punches the keyboard with his fingers. Numbers are juggled and contracts are signed, and much to the delight of the man, a profit is made.
来看这个在大城市工作的一个年轻人哈、mm-hmm. 一个成年人 ,a man is in his office. 一个成年人呢在他的办公室里。At his desk,在桌边办公桌边坐着呗。He shuffles papers into stacks.
Shuffle. Yeah, it's if you shuffle something, you move similar things from one position to the other. Like you usually do that to seem busy with something, but you're not. You just want to do something.
Shuffle 的原意呢是那个洗牌的意思、
yeah.
就像我们在打牌的时候不是洗牌哗啦哗啦的洗牌吗、
yeah.
这里就形容一个人啊他非常忙碌把一摞文件夸弄到另一摞去、
yeah.
一摞文件夸弄到另一摞去我们都看到那个办公室很忙的那种都是文件左手拿到右手右手拿到左手
Yeah, usually people who are very busy their desk is usually full with like documents and papers and if you shuffle them you just want to organize it a little bit but,
不停的这样、
yeah.Like that,
整理、
yeah.
对吧？不停的整理，
very good, very good,
好，然后 shuffle 他们发出那种洗牌的声音，
mm-hmm.
就是整理你的文件 ，shuffle papers， 把你的文件呢不停的整理，整理成什么呢？整理成 into stacks.
Yeah, a stack is a pile of things that you make from the things that belong together.
其实就是一个大量的堆积。
Yeah,
就是不停的把一摞文件好了放上去，一摞文件好了放上去。
Yeah.
叫做 shuffle papers into stacks 您看这些实际上是一些办公词办公用语办公词汇、
mm-hmm.
没见过以前是吧还有一个动作
and delegates
assignment
yeah if you delegate something you give a particular job or duty to someone else and they can do it for you then
委派
yeah
派什么东西派 assignmentsAssignment 就是任务嘛、
嗯、
然后不停地在指派着任务就是 delegates assignment、
yeah.
很生动形象嘛一不停地整理文件哗啦哗啦的然后呢又在不停地指挥着这个指挥那个去办事情特别忙 He cradles the phone 他怎么了电话呢
He cradles the phone To cradle is to hold something Sometimes with your hand But he uses his shoulders You can imagine if you're very busy, like you need your hands to do something, but then the phone rings. And you have to answer. Then you can cradle the phone between your shoulder and your chin. That means to hold the phone between your shoulder and your chin so the phone won't fall. But you have to do it carefully.
这就是电视上看见的那个非常非常常见的情景就是一个人在接那个电话的时候啊根本没有手了
嗯
就把那个电话夹在肩和耳朵之间
yeah
这种叫 cradle
cradle
本来是把什么放在摇篮当中轻轻的抱啊或者捧的意思、
yeah.
这里就只轻轻的那么垫着肩接电话叫 cradle the phone 大家脑海里应该有那个情景啊 cradle the phone 就是一个人都忙得不得了了没时间接电话了为什么呢因为他的手在 punches the keyboard在击打这个键盘
yeah.
with his fingers.
Yeah, it means he's like very busy, he's typing something. To punch is to hit with a lot of force.
不停地敲打猛击
yeah.
这个键盘所以你就看到一个人在那不停地打打打打打打、
yeah.
打电脑、哦、
Yeah, in an office you hear that usually.
就在接电话然后工作间里头电话声人声此起彼伏然后他又忙得个不得了也没有什么功夫就那样一种情景 Numbers are
juggled
Number 就是数字、
yeah.
Juggle 就是
To juggle here means to change results or information that some numbers give so that it looks more better than the real situation really is
就是说这个 number 呢就是不停的这种在上上下下的浮动啊
yeah, like for example, what if the company, has lost money on something and they have an exact number saying that? Then, of course, it's bad for a company to lose money, right? So then they like to juggle numbers. That means like they can, for example, say, in comparison to last year, we have made a little less profits, but still it's 20% more than before last year. That is to juggle.
To change results or information recorded as numbers so that a situation seems to be better than it really is.
Yeah.
就稍微的去修改那些数据。
Yeah.
让它变得稍微好一点不停地在修改那些数据。Numbers are juggled, 不停地被改。Contracts are signed, 合同呢被签署了。
Yeah.
数据改了合同签署了。And much to the delight of the man.又来了这个短语了 To the delight of the man 就是令这个人高兴的是什么呢
A profit is made
好了生意做成了、
yeah.
利润获得了 A profit is made 这一段和刚才第一段那个 little boy 在 build castle 的情景是一样的。
Yeah.
他们都通过手忙脚乱的工作，然后把自己的目的呢达到了。
Yeah, they're busy like the entire day and like doing a lot of things to, yeah, to build their own sand castle.
对了，他们非常繁忙的一天，非常的 fruitful, 有成果、
mm-hmm.
都达到了自己想要的东西。第三段。
All his life, he will work.Formulating the plans, forecasting the future. Annuities will be centuries. Capital gains will be bridges. An empire will be built.
这文段完全是跟第二段是对应的。
Mm-hmm.
第二段也是 all afternoon he will work. 这一段是 all his life he will work.
Yeah.
他也是在整个一生他都在工作，不停地忙碌着。在干嘛呢？ Formulating the plans.Formulate 就是制定、
yeah. To develop all the details of a plan for doing something
哎，来制定构想或者是规划、mm-hmm. 一生中呢都在不停的充满着计划、
yeah.
来构想自己的工作方案 Forecasting the future 在不停的 forecast 预测未来
Yeah, it's, to forecast is to say what you expect to happen in the future Like you for example have the weather forecast here
就是那个天气预报叫做 weather forecast、
yeah.
天气预报预报就是 forecast 向前看嘛向前预测那这里的 forecasting the future 就是在预测未来
Yeah, he's telling, he's making forecasts about what he expects to happen in the future
对啦都是这样的你必须得未来给自己的发展做计划呀哈、
mm-hmm.
每个人都应该是这样的接下来说 annuities will be centuries. Century 我们知道的是哨兵。那这里 annuity 是什么呢
?Annuities are a fixed amount of money paid to someone every year, usually until that person dies. So that is just money you're guaranteed to get, like money you're sure to get, like no matter what happens.
年金吧。
Yeah.
或者是一个人必须拿到的那部分钱。
Yeah.It's usually, sometimes when people divorce or something, then, alimentation, that's called an annuity as well.
这个钱呢就会当成是哨兵了。
Mm-hmm.
Capital gains 就是资本的收益了。
Yeah, the profits.
The profits, 利益了资本的收益了 will be bridges,、
mm-hmm.
就会是那个桥梁。An empire will be built.
Yeah.
一个王国。这样建成了
Yeah, a whole nation, a whole empire, and he is king. It's funny, like, annuities will be sentries, because sentries are soldiers, soldiers protect. And imagine you are sure to get an amount of money, like, every year. You're sure of that. I mean, that kind of protects you, doesn't it?
是啊，为什么用钱当哨兵呢？哨兵的工作就是用来保护你的。
Yeah.
那你有钱，钱才是你生存的一个基础的资本呢。
Yeah, and then the capital gains, that's your profits you make, like the extras you get aside the annuities. So that can be the bridges that, yeah, more money can lead in a company, usually, if the company is good, to more money. So that's why he says capital gains are the bridges.
对了 capital gain, 资金收益呢就是桥、
mm-hmm.
桥会让你呢挣更多的钱。
Yeah.
所以这个类比还是很相似的大家仔细想想啊很相似的。然后一个王国也建成了。好两个人的王国都已经建成了证明他们努力到了一定的程度了啊都已经有所收获了都达到自己想要的东西了。接下来呢我们来总结一下有什么相同之处。
Two builders of two castles. They have much in common. They shape granules into grandeurs. They see nothing.And make something. They are diligent and determined. And for both the tide will rise and the end will come.
哎，这是什么意思呢 Two builders of two castles. 两座城堡、
mm-hmm.
两个建筑师。They have much in common. Have something in common 的意思呢就是有相似之处。
Yeah.
他们有太多的相似之处了。They have much in common. They shape. 他们造型。什么是 granules?
Granules are small pieces like grain, but here it is used to describe sand pieces.
就是 granules, 就是小颗粒。 Yeah. 他们把小颗粒呢塑造成
grandeurs.
Grandeur 又是什么？
Grandeurs is something that is very large or special or beautiful. Like I really enjoyed the grandeurs of that concert. Like it was very big concert. It was very beautiful. It has a lot of beauty and a lot of like spectacular things about it.
就是一种 grandeur， 就是一种大而宏大而美丽的概念的东西。说他们呢都把这些小沙粒儿啊这些微小的东西啊变成一些宏伟的建筑。这是他们做的共同的事情。They see nothing and make something.
Yeah, well, there is nothing. I mean, on the beach, there is no pre-made castle yet. The boy makes a castle out of, yeah,Nothing that really exists already, only sand.
他们都是从无到有的进行一种构造和建造、把没有的变成有的。They see nothing. 看见的什么都没有。And make something. 但是又做出来了一些东西。
Yeah, the businessman, he sees no money in the beginning, but then he does his best and makes money, right? So that's the comparison.
都是从无到有。他们进行从无到有的构造。They are diligent.好了，形容词来了，勤奋的，这是咱们中国人最喜欢的单词。
Yeah,
diligent.
Yeah, Chinese people are often very diligent.
等于 hardworking. 这个非常的勤劳，勤奋 ，determined.
Yeah, they are careful and using a lot of effort. They do it in a very careful and detailed way.
Determined, 有决心的，誓不罢休的，不做完什么绝对不罢休的。他们都是一种这样的个性，一定要做成。And for both.
The tide will rise and the end will come.
但是对二者来说呢 ，tide 就是潮水。
Yeah, it's the rise and fall of the sea.
潮水都会来，就是说都会涨潮的。
Yeah.
然后 end， 这怎么讲呢？就是说结局都会也会到来。
Yeah, the end will come. Also for the businessman, the end will come. I mean, one day he will retire, right? At least.
对呀、怎么着你也会退休吧是吧、你的帝国也会结束吧
Yeah.
什么事情盛极必衰吧
Yeah, and also for the boy, he cannot make his sandcastle like all his life.
对呀好这是第四段了。
Yet, that is where the similarity cease. For the boy sees the end, while the man ignores it. Watch the boy as the dusk approaches.
Yet,可是呢 ，That's where the similarities cease. 就在这儿呢，他们之间的 similarities 相似之处呢 ，cease 其实就是
to stop something.
对了、cease 的意思跟 stop 是一模一样的，就是停止的意思。到此，他们之间的相似之处呢，可真是结束了，
yeah.
就没有再更多的相似了。为什么呢 ？For 因为了。The boy sees the end. 因为这个男孩呢，他看见了结局。
Yeah, he knows the end. He knows what's going to happen with his sandcastle.
因为他知道他的沙堡呢，最后会怎么样。While the man ignores it.
Yeah, the man knows, but he doesn't want to know. He pretends it's not going to happen.
对了，但是这个成年人呢，却把他完全的忽略了。
Yeah, he doesn't want to face the end.
因为他根本就不想去面对了这个结局。Watch the boy as the dusk approaches.
Yeah, the dusk is the time before night when it's not yet dark. It's like that moment when couples are sitting romantically on the beach and have their first kiss, you know?
Dusk 就是那个黄昏嘛。那黄昏的时候呢，黄昏靠近了 ,dusk approaches.黄昏靠近的时候呢，我们再来看看这个男孩是怎么表现的。Watch the boy as the dusk approaches.
As the waves near, the wise child jumps to his feet and begins to clap. There's no sorrow, no fear, no regret. He knew this would happen. He is not surprised. And when the great breaker crashes into his castle and his masterpiece is sucked into the sea,He smiles. He smiles, picks up his tools, takes his father's hand, and goes home.
As the waves near, 浪潮终于来了、慢慢地靠近了。As the waves near, the wise child 这个聪明的孩子，有智慧的孩子 jumps to his feet， 这也是一个很好的短语，形容小孩在怎么说高兴的跳起来。
Yeah, he jumps up because he was first sitting on his knees, remember?
哦，一开始他是跪在地上的、
mm-hmm.
这个时候他是 jumps to his knees， 是高兴的跳了起来，是吧？是那样的一个意思、
mm-hmm.
跳起来还怎么着呢？
He begins to clap.
Clap, C-L-A-P, 就是鼓掌。
Yeah. He's super excited and he begins to clap. He begins to say, thank you, C.
风浪来了，他还高兴，你看看。
Mm-hmm.
还站起来跳，还来鼓掌。
Yeah.
他是很高兴，是他想看着这个风浪怎么来摧毁他的城堡，是吧？他觉得那一刻特刺激。他站起来呀，跳啊，边跳边笑，还边鼓掌啊。There's no sorrow.
Sorrow is like a feeling of very sadness. Like something happens then,that makes you sad, then you can say,this causes a lot of sorrow in my life.
Sorrow 就是一种悲伤。
Yeah.
啊，那种切切实实的感到很沮丧很悲伤的那种，内心很惆怅，叫 sorrow. 没有 sorrow, 没有悲伤。No fear.
Yeah, he's not afraid of everything.
No regret.
He doesn't mind that he worked all day long. He doesn't care.
三个词，没有悲伤，没有恐惧，也没有遗憾，什么都没有。He knew this would happen. 他一开始就知道这事儿呢，迟早会发生。He knew this would happen. He's not surprised. 他也不惊讶。
嗯。
And when the great breaker.一个巨大的破坏者是什么
？Yeah, it's a breaker is a big wave moving towards the coast.
哎，这里可以就理解为一个很大的浪了。
Mm-hmm.
一个 great breaker， 反正是一个巨大的破坏者吧。Crashes into his castle. 来喽。
It breaks his entire castle.
Crash.
Yeah, it's like to hit something with a very yeah very strong force.
重重的撞上叫 crash.、Mm-hmm.Crash into his castle， 重重的撞上了他的城堡。我们脑海中也可以看到那样一个画面哈，一个浪头打过来，啪的一下、
yeah.
啊、非常大的力量。Crash into his castle and his masterpiece is sucked into the sea。 他的这个 masterpiece， 他的杰作，一整天的杰作呢，此时此刻
is sucked into the sea， it's pulled into the sea with a largeforce, with large strength. Usually sucks is used if someone eats a lollipop or an ice cream, like then you suck it, but it can also be used in terms of the sea, because the sea has a lot of power to draw something into the sea.
Suck 呢是吸的意思。
Yeah.
这里它是一个被动，是被吸入了海中、mm-hmm. 因为浪潮有很大的力，就把那个城堡给它拉垮了。浪潮打来的时候把它冲垮，然后走的时候再把它拉垮，等于说这样一冲一拉呢 ，suck into 一下就被拉走了，拉垮了。此时此刻 ，he smiles， 他笑了 ，he smiles， picks up his tools， 他笑了。接下来呢就拾起了，收拾好了 ，picks up his tools， 他的这些工具，然后 take his father's hand and goes home。
Yeah， he goes home and that was his day.
就拉着父亲的手高高兴兴的就回家了、mm-hmm. 啊，因为他这一天的工作已经做完了、
yeah.
一点遗憾也没留下，完完全全的被摧毁了，高兴的不得了。好，那来看成年人。
The grown-up, however, is not so wise. As the wave of years collapses on his castle, he is terrified. He hovers over the sandy monument to protect it. He blocks the waves from the walls he has madeSalt water soaked and shivering, he snarls at the incoming tide. It's my castle, he defies.
The growing up. Growing up 此时指的就是一位成年人。
Yeah, if someone is grown up, someone is, yeah, an adult.
诶，就是 adult 的同义词嘛。
Yeah, it's, well, a grown up is adults, not really, yeah. Grown up is more an attitude.
Grown up 是一种态度。You mean that they are an adult,、
yeah.
or that they behave in a responsible way.
Yeah.
像一个成年人那样处事的叫 grown up,、
mm-hmm.
啊、一个成熟的人。而这样的一个成年人呢 however, 却 is not so wise. 此时此刻却并不那么智慧了。 as the wave of years 是一种什么样的浪潮呢、是岁月的巨浪
Yeah, like as time goes by That's what this means
岁月的巨浪呢 Collapse on his castles Collapse 是什么词哦叫崩溃的意思
Yeah, it's something that is just like crash It's, yeah, it's, it goes with a strong force against his castle, his company
就是岁月的巨浪呢已经击毁了他的城堡了
Mm-hmm.
此时此刻 he is terrified
Yeah, he's frightened, he's very frightened
他是吓坏了 Terrified 就是比那个见鬼了还要吓坏的那种程度就是整个人都已经都惊恐了都已经不能到了一种都不能呼吸不能说话的地步了叫 terrified 就吓坏了 He hovers over the sandy monument to protect it
Yeah, to hover over is means to, that someone is standing around something and is very nervous, is like waiting until that something gives a reaction and then they like directly respond. It's usually when you are in a restaurant, the waiters often hover over your table, like they walk around your table to see if you have some other things you want or to see if you're finished yet. If they do that too much, then it's pretty annoying.
那个 hover 呢，本来是个鸟啊，在空中盘旋的意思。那在这里做人呢，就是指它的徘徊，就来来回回的在这个地方来来回回的徘徊着。在哪儿呢？在这个 Sandy Monument、
yeah.
Monument 本来是纪念碑嘛，对不对
？It's like an old old building, an old building of importance.
哎，遗址纪念碑， yeah. 他就在他自己的这个 Sandy 这个沙做的纪念碑旁边呢，不停的徘徊，来干嘛？来保护他着。
Yeah.
然后不停的要保护他。He blocks the waves from the walls he has made. 他把这个 waves 浪潮呢，把它给阻挡了 blocks、
yeah.
这些浪潮
he prevents them from from yeah beating into his walls
然后 from the walls he's made 就是他呢从自己他防止这个巨浪呢来冲毁他自己建造的这个墙
yeah the walls is actually like his company like the things his company has made
block something from something 呢就是保护某物不受某物的冲击、
mm-hmm.
就 blocks the waves 把这个浪呢挡在他的那个墙的外面他要自己亲手去阻挡 salt water soaked 这些盐水指的就是这些浪潮了 soaked 已经浸透了 soak 就是浸透了 and shivering
yeah he shakes a little bit he's cold and he's like this is all metaphorical it's all a way to describe how hard he works but so, shivering means that you shake a little bit because you're cold or because you're sick
哎，这个咸咸的寒水啊真是把他全身都浸透了然后他发抖在 shivering 在不停地发抖、mm-hmm. 然后 he snarls at the incoming tide
yeah to snarl is usually described for sounds that dogs make it's a very deep rough sound when you show your teeth that's your snarls
咆哮然后那种呲着牙的低吼发出威胁的声音愤怒的叫嚷的声音、mm-hmm. snarls 对着谁呢 at是一个朝向这个 incoming tide 下一波要来的浪潮、
yeah.
他大声吼着他说
It's my castle
这是我的城堡、
yeah.
意思他发出一种威胁就是你不许来、mm-hmm. 也不许来摧毁 He
defies
就是
yeah, To defy is to refuse to obey some yeah, a person or a law In this case he doesn't want to obey likeLife, like the years passing by.
他不屈服、
mm-hmm.
他不屈服他蔑视哈这种意思。他就大声地在这怒吼说这是我的城堡啊怎么样你不要过来或者是你不要来摧毁。
The ocean need not respond. Both know to whom the sand belongs.
大海呢根本就不需要。
Mm-hmm.
Respond, need not respond, 根本就不需要做出回应。Both know. Both 这里指的是
Yeah, the businessman and, well, life in general, the years in general, they know what actually made his company. The waves, the years.
这是 both, 就是大家都知道
Yeah.
To whom the sand belongs. 实际上是 the sand belongs to whom. 就是大家都知道沙子的最终归属是哪里。
It's like the sandcastle of the kids. Like the sand is put there in the first place by the waves. So the waves like eventually take back the sand they put there. And the same is for the company. Like life, like the world has made his company. Just the years as they fly by. But yeah, the years can also just take them because the years made them too.
潮水把沙子带来，你从那儿建造了城堡，然后潮水呢把沙子带回去。
嗯，
生活和这个世界呢给了你的公司，但是呢他们也会把它带走。大家都知道 where the sand belongs to， 大家都知道沙子是怎么来的，怎么去，它的归属在哪里。好，接下来就是最后的一段总结。
I don't know much about sandcastles, but children do. Watch them and learn. Go ahead and build.But built with a child's heart. When the sun sets and the tides take, applaud. Salute the process of life and go home.
我呢也不太了解这个沙子的城堡。I don't know much about sand castles, but children do. 孩子们呢却很知道，很懂怎么去建造他们。Watch them and learn. 你就看着他们，学习学习怎么去建造这个城堡。Go ahead, 然后呢你再去 go ahead, 去吧 build, 你也去造一个 but build with a child's heart.
Yeah, listen to the child in you.
一定要去带着孩子一样的心态去修建你这个沙堡。When the sun sets 就是日落了。
Yeah, when the sun goes down.
日出怎么说呀？
When the sun rises.
对了、sun rises 和 sun sets 是一对反义词、一个是太阳升起，一个是太阳落下。那太阳落下的时候 and the tides take.
Yeah, the tides, like the waves, they come and they take what is theirs, like they take the sand.
太阳下山了，潮水来了，来带走他要带走的东西了。这个时候怎么办？
Applaud.
A-P-P-L-A-U-D.它也是鼓掌的意思。
Yeah, it's to clap, like it's what you do after a play or after a concert. You clap.
那就鼓掌欢呼吧。
Mm-hmm.
Salute the process of life.
Salute is to make a formal sign of respect to someone or something. Yeah, like usually soldiers do that or just official people. They do that with their hands and they move it to the side of their head.
就是敬礼。
Yeah.
致敬。敬礼和致敬呢生命的过程、
mm-hmm.
process of life. 就是这个你修建沙堡的这个过程。然后呢 go home, 回家就是了。
Yeah, just, yeah, let it go. Like, that's life.
说到最后就是这三个字叫 Let it go.
Yeah, like again. We all know that song.
觉得其实可以到沙滩上去亲自建一个 Making a sand castle 试一试，去感觉一下。
Yeah, it's like just try. Just go ahead and try to make your own sand castle. Like as we discussed in the previous broadcast, like there are many ways to make your sand castle, rightBut remember that they are only sandcastles. Like, there are always new ways to do other things, to build other sandcastles.
对，这孩子为什么就没什么烦恼呢？
No.
因为他就是，他没想过那么多的东西。
Yeah.
他很多事情，他知道这个大自然的规律是怎么样的。
Yeah.
他也就不再去强行的去保护，也不再强行的去留住什么东西。来就来，走就走。
Yeah.
是吧？这就是大自然。你生活在大自然里，取之于它，还之于它，用之于它。
Yeah, like life comes and goes, just like the waves of the sea.
而且你不是已经建造一座城堡了吗？
嗯。
而且你已经享受了建造城堡的快乐了，是不是？然后让沙滩给它，让海水带走，也就带走了吧。
Yeah.
用孩子的心态来做事情，好像就没有那么多烦恼了，似乎是。
Yeah.
所以这个作者最后就说 ，I don't know much about sand castles.反正我也不太懂，但是我可以看着孩子们向他们学习去建造一个城堡。
Yeah, they know exactly what they are doing when they make sandcastles, usually.、
哎、对了，实际上就是说你做事情的时候不要太注重那个结果。
Yeah, don't think too much about the future. Like, it's often a trap of older people to think too much about the future and not thinking about what they're doing right now. And children, they still don't have that. So that's kind of thing that we all envying children, I think.
对了，成长的过程当中呢，慢慢的你这个儿童时的那种心态就丢失了，
yeah.
你的童心就没有了，然后就变得比较的现实。变现实呢也是很正常的，因为这个世界需要你变得现实。
Yeah, that's the thing, like this, it doesn't mean that you should always behave childish and like forget responsibilities, etc. No, not at all. But it's more like cherish like being a child, cherish being young, and also allow yourself to think like a child sometimes, because it can be a lot of fun.
对，尤其是在面对一些无法挽回的事情的时候，
mm-hmm.
你就好像这个孩子一样，反正你这个沙堡都要被冲走，
yeah.
索性也就不再难过了，是不是？索性也就不再去拼命去保护了，不再去做这种违抗的力量了。是吧？所以Julie老师说要 cherish being childish.
Yeah, that's what I got from it as a personal motto actually.
好
，and yeah, that's why I like this story a lot.
其实它的内容挺多的，大家也可以去好好的理解理解。你每个人都可以理解出自己不同的意思嘛，在自己的不同的生活当中，你遇到不同的生活的事件，你可能突然间就想起了这个故事，就不再去那么计较了，是吧？其实没什么大不了的，你该享受的都享受了，
yeah.
不是你的你也拿不到。
Yeah, it's really funny because my first Chinese and longest Chinese friend, and also my best Chinese friend actually, he taught me a lesson when I first met him, and that's actually similar to this one. And he kind of loved reading these kind of stories, and he's always so happy and very successful.
就说很多生活中惆怅的事情，其实你转个念一想，也是容易看开的、
mm-hmm.
啊。你看开了就没有那么烦恼了嘛。所以像小孩子一样，没心没肺的活着，就是看得比较透，比较豁达，就没有那么多烦恼了。
Yeah.
好了，今天的分享就到这里，很有意思，感谢朱迪老师，感谢大家的认真收听，咱们就下节课再见。
Thank you all for listening. See you again.